EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 59. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 46. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 58. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Seed giant Corteva packing up and ceasing all operations in Russia as the country continues its military invasion of Ukraine. Corteva also says it's working to help Ukrainian farmers who are trying to harvest and plant crops during the war. In a release, they said since the onset of the tragic war, they've taken all possible action to support and protect Ukrainian colleagues and their families, customers, and communities in which they operate, including through direct and indirect aid to address the immediate humanitarian needs. They go on to say they've also put in place direct action to help assure as normal as possible 2022 growing season in Ukraine. Corteva further said it intends to donate seed to Ukraine, Africa, and the Middle East region for the 2023 growing season to lessen the impact on global food production. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan defended his agency's approach to defining the agency's regulatory reach under the Clean Water Act in an otherwise uneventful appearance before the House appropriators on Friday. Now, despite a pending Supreme Court case on federal wetland jurisdiction, Regan told Idaho Republican Representative Mike Simpson that the EPA would continue its work on finalizing a pre-2015 definition for waters of the U.S. The Supreme Court will address some of the aspects of WOTUS, but not all of them, Regan said, that allow EPA to quickly adapt its rule to the Supreme Court's decision. Regan repeatedly mentioned the need to coordinate with cabinet secretaries, in particular Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, on issues like WOTUS, biofuel, nutrient runoff, and funding in the bipartisan infrastructure law. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow sale Wednesday, May the 4th, starting at 11 a.m. on the breeding bulls, followed by the first calf heifer pairs, spring and fall bred heifers, cow calf pairs, and fall bred cows. Consignments include 100 black and 50 red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy 30 to 60 day old calves by side. There will be 60 fancy black fall calving calfhood vaccinated first calf heifers, red calvingese, sim Angus bulls, and Angus bulls for late August through October calving. Cow-calf pairs include over 315 black and black-white-faced cows. They'll be 4 years to short and solid. They'll have January through April Angus and Sim-Angus sire calves by side. Red cows include 160 black, red Angus, and red baldy fall calving cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for September to October calving. Breeding bulls include Hereford, Angus, red Angus, Balancer, and Simmental cross bulls. Consign cows. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 4th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 23-year-old Wichita man has been charged with leaving the scene of a crash that killed two people. Colin Becker made his first court appearance on Monday and was charged with one felony count of leaving the scene of an accident. The crash happened near 17th Street North in Tyler at around 2:20 a.m. April 16th. Police said Jacob Fowler and Levi Ward, both 20 years old, were heading northbound on Tyler and were struck by a 2011 Dodge Dakota at 17th Street. The pickup then fled the scene. Becker was later arrested when his father brought him back to the scene to talk to investigators. The National Weather Service has confirmed that two EF wind tornadoes touched down in northeast Kansas Friday night. The first tornado was located in the Wamego-Bellevue area, the second in the Harrington area. The National Weather Service says a home completely destroyed outside of Eskridge was taken down by straight-line winds of 80 to 100 miles per hour, not a tornado. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. No. Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Just after 9 p.m. Sunday, police responded to a disturbance weapon call in the 3000 block of South Elizabeth in Wichita. That's according to Officer Chad Ditch. Upon arrival, officers located 25-year-old Vincent White unconscious and not breathing in front of her residence. White would be pronounced deceased on the scene. The investigation did reveal that White was in a verbal altercation with a relative. The relative would contact a 39-year-old neighbor for assistance. Apparently, White charged at the relative and the neighbor, causing the neighbor to point a gun at White and shoot him. The Bonner Springs Police Department said it's been a growing problem over the past several months, including at least two cases last week. We're talking about counterfeit currency. Police said that a suspect bought items at a Dollar General store and paid with a counterfeit bill on Friday. Officers said the suspect returned to the same store that evening and tried to pay with another fake bill. Employees did report it to police, who responded and confiscated the bill for evidence. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police in the southeastern Nebraska city of Beatrice say an officer shot and wounded a man in a confrontation in which police say the man yelled he had a gun and reached for his waistband. Reports show that the shooting happened late Saturday night following a high-speed chase in Gage County. Beatrice Police Chief Bruce Lang says the driver eventually fled the vehicle on foot and was later confronted by a Beatrice officer. Police say that when the man reached into his waistband, an officer fired several shots, hitting the man several times, leaving him in critical but stable condition. Police have not released his name. Police say no gun was found on the man. On Saturday, Nebraska State Patrol officials said that during a traffic stop on I-80 near Giltner, one of the canines detected the presence of a controlled substance inside a Chrysler Pacifica. A search of the vehicle revealed 362 pounds of marijuana. A 38-year-old California man was arrested and is in the Hamilton County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for special fees, not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A high-speed chase in Beatrice Saturday evening resulted in the shooting of a Lincoln man by police, who were reportedly threatened with a gun after that individual fled his vehicle, which was finally disabled near the Gage County Museum after spike strips were used. 35-year-old Bradley Allen reportedly has pending warrants from Kansas and Nebraska. Police initially tried to stop the man for inoperable headlights, reaching speeds over 100 miles per hour in pursuit. He reportedly reached into his waistband after the gun threat, and Officer Kelly Byrne shot the man several times. The officer was not injured and is on administrative leave pending Nebraska State Patrol investigation, while Bradley Allen underwent surgery at a Lincoln hospital. County commissioners' meetings last week were largely routine business as Marshall County commissioners declared May Mental Health Month. They approved a contract with AHRS Construction for repairs at the Health Department building and heard that the county insurance carrier has requested bids for roof repair at that building from recent windstorms. Neighborhood revitalization applications were approved, including a $400,000 request for the new grocery store at Axtell. A community group has recently demolished the former J&J grocery and will erect a new store at that site for a community-owned grocery store. Washington County commissioners discussed the merit of burn bans. A number of grass and field fires this spring have been aggravated by continued dry conditions and made more challenging with gusty winds. Emergency management reported receiving multiple calls from fire chiefs and others. Discussion included consequences for those who burn during unsafe conditions. A policy established in 1995 allows individual fire chiefs to disallow burns in their area. It was noted that conditions in one part of a county may not always prevail in another part, and if a countywide ban were enacted, it could be several days before the next commissioner's meeting that would allow lifting the ban. Consensus was to listen to comments at an upcoming fire meeting. Nemahal County commissioners were reminded that the state has closed K-187 north of Centralia to US 36 for a pair of bridge repairs, and traffic is being detoured from this route through completion expected in November. Eddie Aldrin has been hired as the new emergency preparedness director for Nemahal County effective June 1st. Aaron Davis with Wichita State University spoke with commissioners about helping move to a county-owned and operated health department. County attorney advised that Nemahal County Community Health Services has inquired regarding renewal of their contract to serve as the county health department. Consensus was to set up a meeting with Nemahal County Community Health Services and the county commissioners to discuss options as to what the county would like to see moving forward. Gage County Board of Supervisors recently aired concerns with Don Shuler and a recall effort for the board member from Wyomore who represents District 6. Ashley Mason of Beatrice is with a group claiming that Shuler violated his oath in not representing constituents during comments at an open forum of a recent meeting. Concerns were expressed that Shuler allegedly was recruiting candidates for supervisor positions outside his district that would run against current members. 453 valid signatures from his district would be necessary for a recall election. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved bids for projects, including a bridge overlay on K-15 crossing the Republican River, located just 9 miles north of K-82. The $1.5 million project went to a Wichita construction firm.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting dry weather conditions across the area for today as high pressure briefly works across the region, but showers and storms returning to the forecast Wednesday, Thursday, and even a lingering chance for some showers into early in the day on Friday coming up as our next area of low pressure begins to approach from the west. For today, looking at mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures working up into the upper part of the 50s. Then for tonight, holding onto that cloud cover, we'll drop back to a low of 43. Into the day on Wednesday, cloudy skies with rain becoming likely, possibly some thunderstorms into the afternoon, lower 60s for high temperatures, and more periods of showers and storms both Wednesday night and into your Thursday, once again expecting lower 60s for highs on Thursday. Friday, a lingering slight chance for a shower, upper 60s for highs, then drying out Saturday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early May, 72. Record high on this date, 94. The average low 49, the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:26. We received right out of each rain on Monday at studios here in Marysville.
There's sharp, nettlesome, unwelcome near our home. And no, it's not a mother-in-law joke. All about the prickly thistle today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 3rd, the 123rd day of the year. Singers Bing Crosby and Frankie Valli were both born on this day. Our almanac calendar says, cut thistles in May, they grow in a day. And anyone who's done battle with a prickly weed knows how true that is. But here are some things you might not know about thistles. Most varieties found in North America are edible and are common in many herbal remedies. Other members of the thistle family include artichokes, lettuce, sunflowers, and chrysanthemums. And if you find yourself on the losing side of the thistle battle, there is some good news. You'll soon have a backyard full of butterflies and songbirds. Painted lady butterflies are especially fond of thistle, as are goldfinches. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs placed an unrestricted free agent tender on defensive end Melvin Ingram in the hopes of keeping him for next season. And they traded for Houston cornerback Lonnie Johnson to add a former second-round pick to their remade secondary. Also on Monday, the Chiefs added an intriguing option among their undrafted free agents by signing Clemson wide receiver Justin Ross, who was once viewed as a potential first-round pick before a spinal disorder threatened his career. Ross missed his entire junior season following surgery before returning to the Tigers last season. The Wichita State baseball team hits the road for one final midweek game away from X Stadium, making the short trip north to Manhattan for a matchup tonight with Kansas State. The Shockers are coming off a series win on the road at Memphis over the weekend, winning Saturday and Sunday after dropping the opener Friday night. Saturday's victory snapped a school record 11-game losing streak dating back to April 12th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired month sales.
Former Wichita State basketball player Trey Wade is going pro, but it won't be on the hardwood. It's on the gridiron. Wade has accepted an invite to the Arizona Cardinals rookie minicamp as a tight end. The 6'6 forward played at Wichita State for two seasons before transferring to Arkansas to finish his basketball career. He helped the Razorbacks reach the Elite Eight of this year's NCAA tournament. At the end of April, Wade did announce he'd be participating in the 2022 NFL draft. After going undrafted, the Cardinals invited him to participate in rookie camp. K-State defensive tackle Timmy Horn is officially on an NFL roster. The Atlanta Falcons announced the addition of Horn as part of 13 undrafted free agent signings on Monday afternoon. Horn played one season with Wildcats after spending 4 years at Charlotte. He played in all 12 regular season games at K-State last season. Horn tallied 20 tackles in 2021, including three for loss. He did have two sacks on the year, one versus Oklahoma and the other versus Baylor. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Enjoy the convenience of planting, tending, and harvesting fresh vegetables grown in pots on your patio, balcony, or entryway. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider some of the compact varieties suited to container gardening. Bush Early Girl produces 4-inch tomatoes on a compact plant. Patio Choice will yield up to 100 yellow cherry tomatoes on an 18-inch tall plant. Or fill a hanging basket with Tumbling Tom Yellow, Lozano, or Torrenzo trailing cherry tomatoes. You'll enjoy the colorful display and abundant fruit these plants provide. Include a few sweet and hot peppers in your containers. Many, like Cajun Bell, produce colorful fruit on compact plants. You'll enjoy the colorful display and mildly spicy heat of this sweet pepper. Train a few pole beans and sugar snap peas up a trellis for screening and easy picking. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There are a lot of important military artifacts in this museum, and Dr. Robert Smith can tell you why each is very important to the development of the American military. However, there's one interesting exhibit that seems to draw a lot of stares. If you've never seen a horse wearing a gas mask, join us on this interesting look at the U.S. Cavalry. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Time Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dr. Robert Smith loves sharing the history of Fort Riley. He oversees many museums and artifacts here, including the Custer House.
Our great secret is the Custer House. Custer never lived in that house. He lived three doors down.
However, the Custer House has been restored, and Smith says Custer would certainly recognize the 19th century amenities. Fort Riley was also home to Buffalo Soldiers.
The Buffalo Soldiers were the 9th and 10th Cavalry Regiments, and these were formed right after the Civil War. They consisted of the black soldiers serving in the cavalry. The Buffalo Soldiers were deployed here many, many times in the 1880s, 90s, even 1900s, up to the 1940s.
As the American military moved into the 20th century, the old cavalry units composed of soldiers on horseback gradually began to change here at Fort Riley.
In the mid-1930s, there was exercises held here at Fort Riley between mechanized forces and mounted forces to see which would best work in a future war.
The U.S. Cavalry Museum here chronicles that history. Smith says a couple of artifacts seem to get a lot of attention.
An 1880s Gatling gun turned out 1,500 rounds a minute, early form of machine gun, and probably the most unusual piece we have here is our horse that has a gas mask that was developed in the late 1930s, 1940s in order to protect horses from any kind of gas attack.
The museums are open to the public, a piece of history on a military outpost still protecting freedom around the globe. Traveling the countryside in Junction City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction held for the Eldon Zimmerman Estate, located at 1507 Jenkins Street in Marysville, held on Thursday, May 5th, starting at 5:30, house to follow, selling approximately at 6:30. This property includes a two-bedroom bungalow with full bath, a full-finished attic, and a full unfinished basement. For more information, contact Greg Kretz at 785-630-0701 or visit kansasauction.net. /Kretz. Once again, this is May 5th starting at 5:30.
Spray the weeds in your field without hurting the crop. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New sprayer technology knows what to kill and what to leave there as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Weeds and save the crops all at the same time with the newest advancements in sprayers. Kayleen Ballesteros is John Deere's product manager of See & Spray Technology. She says they're expanding their targeted spray technology from green on brown to green on green. See & Spray Ultimate can be used in season for corn, cotton, and soybeans. Artificial intelligence and machine learning allows for pinpoint accuracy for determining what's a weed and what isn't.
They take hundreds of thousands of images of weeds and crop at all different stages, all different angles, and they teach the computer system, this is weed, this is crop. So the system knows as it's going through the field, scanning over 2,100 square foot per second at a time, it knows this is a crop, don't spray it. This is a weed, spray it.
There is one camera mounted every 1 meter across the width of the boom, which equates to 36 cameras on a 120-foot boom. The new system can also help you save on inputs by offering a dual-product chemical solution.
So what this does is it allows you to independently flow two chemical mixes or two tank mixes through the plumbing to the nozzle, so two in one pass. It helps to battle herbicide resistance. There are tank mixes that cause antagonism, so you can't get quite as aggressive as you'd want to with one tank. And so the dual product solution system allows a farmer to get more aggressive with those tank mixes.
This new system is available for model year 2023 John Deere sprayers. Learn more about what's new in sprayer technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes.
Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Prairie View Industries wants to thank the military families who stand behind the armed forces and support them. The soldiers would not be able to defend our freedom without the backing of their loved ones at home. Thank you from the staff at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Recent Climate Smart Energy grants will aid rural Americans across the country. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, just awarded $787 million to 157 rural businesses and ag producers. In North Carolina, USDA's Rural Development Director Reginald Spate says poultry producers will benefit from some of that investment.
They're incorporating solar panels into their energy production and your hen houses and your egg laying businesses where lighting is necessary for the different incubation periods.
Spate says others on the grid will also be rewarded.
It may alleviate some of the strain of burden on the grid itself for other individuals or other businesses and or residences that are in the area as well.
Colleen Landkamer heads the USDA Rural Development Program in Minnesota.
Through the Rural Energy for America program, USDA is investing $39.5 million in critical rural infrastructure projects in rural Minnesota.
Landkamer says a grant will help one farmer go solar.
A local farmer near Rolling Stone will purchase and install a solar array. This project will save the farm $8,253 per year.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Biden administration is now gearing up for key trade talks with trading partners in the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. And the hope is the strategy will strengthen trade relations with allies in Asia. As Travis Arp, Assistant Vice President of Export Services with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says there are very few details right now regarding some of the economic framework that it's set to entail.
They see it as an opportunity to work with countries across the Asia-Pacific region to address various issues related to market access and barriers to trade and help open these markets to U.S. exporters, looking at issues like science-based trade, good regulatory practices and transparency with regulations.
He goes on to note that there are issues that can help increase opportunities for U.S. exporters in a variety of sectors. He says when it comes to additional trade priorities for the red meat industry, the USMEF is focusing on establishing regionalization agreements related to foreign animal disease and promoting the idea that the United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai should consider addressing tariffs, quotas, and import licensing schemes with these countries. He goes on to add that the Indo-Pacific trade talks could bring a big win for American cattle producers overall.
If there's an opportunity to address some of these systemic barriers to trade, so for example, gaining more beef access into markets like Korea and creating more opportunities for plants to get approved in markets like Malaysia and Indonesia, then this could potentially pose a significant boost to red meat exports in the future, providing that those issues can get addressed within the framework.
Right now, red meat exports are limited in those areas, which they hope to try and gain with some of these more trade talk deals. At the same time, Asia with China has been slowly purchasing more red meat over the last couple of years. That, again, was Travis Arp, Assistant Vice President of Export Services at the USMEF. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of 600 to 800 head of cattle. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 140 mostly black steer calves that have been weaned 75 days. They'd weigh 5 to 6. And then we're going to have a load of feeder steers that will be weighing 775 to 8 1/4. If you have any consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212. And if you'd like to see a full list of all our consignments and a list of our upcoming sales, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54, with sale orders of stock cows, bulls, calves, feeder cattle, butcher cows, and bulls every Thursday at 11 a.m. and online at El Dorado Life.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Wheat prices are high this year in Argentina, but so are input costs, especially fertilizer. USDA's Foreign Ag Service says it's expecting farmers there to plant less. The FAS office in Buenos Aires says in a new report that it expects a 6% decrease in wheat planting this year, but notes local production see a decline as much as 25%. The report says there are many factors which are playing against the increase in planted acres. The most important is a significant increase in fertilizer prices. That's adding $200 of cost per hectare. As wheat demands a large investment at a time when financing has gotten more expensive, farmers may opt out for a crop with lower input costs. The FAS forecasts Argentine wheat production for the 22-23 marketing year, 18.6 million metric tons. That's down 3.3 million tons. A former USDA cattle inspector faces a stiff prison sentence and up to $250,000 in fines after pleading guilty to accepting more than $40,000 in bribes from Mexican cattle brokers. Roberto Adams, who was the lead animal health technician, was paid to allow cattle into the country without proper quarantine or legitimate inspection. The U.S. Attorney Office in the Southern District of Texas said the bribes were paid over the course of at least 14 months. He could get up to 15 years in prison. Annie Lanko Animal Health getting U.S. licensing rights to feed an additive developed by Royal DSM to cut methane emissions from cattle. According to the companies, the on-farm trials in 14 countries show the additive consistently reduces enteric methane emissions by about 30% in dairy cows and even a higher percentage in beef cattle. Methane emissions from belching cattle are one of the largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix. For concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect 562-3418.
Spray the weeds in your field without hurting the crop. New sprayer technology knows what to kill and what to leave there. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Save the crops all at the same time with the newest advancements in sprayers. Kayleen Ballesteros is John Deere's product manager of See & Spray Technology. She says they're expanding their targeted spray technology from green on brown to green on green. See & Spray Ultimate can be used in season for corn, cotton, and soybeans. Artificial intelligence and machine learning allows for pinpoint accuracy for determining what's a weed and what isn't.
They take hundreds of thousands of images of weeds and crop at all different stages, all different angles, and they teach the computer system, this is weed, this is crop. So the system knows as it's going through the field, scanning over 2,100 square foot per second at a time, it knows this is a crop, don't spray it. This is a weed, spray it.
There is one camera mounted every 1 meter across the width of the boom. The new system can also help you save on inputs by offering a dual product chemical solution.
So what this does is it allows you to independently flow two chemical mixes or two tank mixes through the plumbing to the nozzle, so two in one pass. It helps to battle herbicide resistance. There are tank mixes that cause antagonism, so you can't get quite as aggressive as you'd want to with one tank. And so the dual product solution system allows a farmer to get more aggressive with those tank mixes.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what's new in sprayer technology at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Things still mostly lower in the grain markets right now, kind of mixing the livestock as we move through the day. Not a whole lot of movement in the livestock. The grains, however, after starting off mostly higher, have dipped down into the red for the most part for the corn, wheat, and soybeans. Corn markets down 8.25 cents at 804.75. July corn's down 8.75 cents at 794.75. And the wheat market, May KC wheat is mixed right now. May still down 7.25, sitting at 10.79.5. July KC wheat, however, has come back up into the green, slightly up a half a cent at 10.98.25. Soybean market still mostly lower here. May soybeans are down 1.5 cents at 16.72.5. July's down 5.25 at 16.40.25. On the meal side, May soybean meals down $3.50 at 439.40, with the July in the red $4.30 at 426.60. And the bean oil has a little bit of green here, with May up $1.35 at $84.05. In the cotton market, May cotton is off the board right now, sitting at 157.16. July cotton is in the green by 39 cents at 151.20. And we have the oats market mostly higher, with the May up by 6 cents at 690 even
a bushel. Livestock market has mostly higher numbers right now, kind of mixed there with the live cattle up 10 cents at 135.30. August sitting in the green as well, up 7 cents at 137.12. Feeder cattle mostly higher with the May up by 75 cents at 162.17. And the August in the green by $1.47 at 175.55. Lean hogs a little bit lower here with the May lean hogs down a quarter at 99.62. And the June lean hogs down by $2.52 at 102.45. So kind of mixed on the board there. In the U.S. dollar index today, they've been seeing a lot of green lately. Today's a little bit lower with the June index down 37 cents at 103.39. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and this Beef Month message is brought to you by the Mid-America Ag Network and the Kansas Beef Council. For mouthwatering recipes and news from on the farm, visit them online at kansasbeef.org.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates
online. When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. From vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow sale Wednesday, May the 4th, starting at 11 a.m. on the breeding bulls, followed by the first calf heifer pairs, spring and fall bred heifers, cow calf pairs, and fall bred cows. Consignments include 100 black and 50 red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy 30 to 60 day old calves by side. There will be 60 fancy black fall calving, calf with vaccinated first calf heifers, red calving east, sim Angus bulls, and Angus bulls for late August through October calving. Cow calf pairs include over 315 black and black white faced cows. They'll be 4 years to short and solid. They'll have January through April Angus and sim Angus sire calves by side. Red cows include 160 black, red Angus, and red baldy fall calving cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for September to October calving. Breeding bulls include Hereford, Angus, Red Angus, Balancer, and Simmental Cross bulls. To consign cows, for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 4th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
KNDY.
5G is here.
But the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.